Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Yeah, she fancy.
Oh, boy.
Yes, the White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Network is in for the vacation in Roland Martin. April Ryan, good morning from Baltimore.
Good morning. Well, today we're talking about former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who is in jail awaiting his sentencing for corruption and racketeering. The African-American former mayor could face up to 10 years in prison for 24 convictions from racketeering, conspiracy to bribery, extortion, and to tax crimes. These convictions come after a 5-month trial, and with us this morning to discuss all this is 22-year veteran trial attorney Arnold Reed, who represents clients like Aretha Franklin and R. Kelly. Good morning, Attorney Reed.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Well, first of all, could you break this down for us and explain how former Mayor Kilpatrick, I mean, he was a rising star in the political world, got to this place?
No question about it, April, Sybil, Jay, Tom. It's hard to logically argue that Kwame Kilpatrick couldn't have been anything he wanted. Mayor for life, congressman, senator. He had the world on a plate. And in one fell swoop yesterday, at warp speed, we witnessed the ultimate coup de grace in that courtroom of a promising political boy wonder. His Waterloo, Sybil, greed, sex, lies, and videotape. Now he's awaiting sentencing on 24 counts. He was found guilty on 24 counts.
But he wasn't just found guilty. His father was found guilty as well as a friend. I mean, what happens to them as well?
Well, Bernard Kilpatrick is the lucky one in this one. He got found guilty on one count, and he's going to be looking at maybe 3 or 4 years. But Kwame Kilpatrick and longtime Bobby Ferguson, the contractor, they're looking at 20 years on each count. And the big issue is this, April. Will the judge sentence Mr. Kilpatrick and crew consecutively or concurrently? What does that mean? That means that if she sentences these guys consecutively, they're going to do time on each individual count, as opposed to concurrently, which means if she sentences them on all counts, which she will, that he will only do 20 years, no matter how many counts he goes down.
Oh, my goodness. Where's the? All right, here's my question. There's a lot of money, ripped off and unaccounted for to this day. Where is the money?
That is the burning question, Tom. The judge said yesterday, we're going to take your bond. You're going to be remanded to jail until your sentencing because you are a flight risk. You have demonstrated that you have access to large amounts of capital, but we don't know where it is. That's why the judge revoked his bail. He's got access to money. The judge believes that. And if she was to let him out, this brother may wind up somewhere in the Cayman Islands.
Mm. But, you know, Tom tapped on a really good point about the money. I mean, all of this lavish lifestyle and all of this open behavior, I mean, we understand some city employees were really the middleman in some instances, giving the money to the mayor from a contractor. But the city at the same time was hurting financially. I mean, what could happen to Kwame Kilpatrick? Would he be made to repay the city, as the city is expecting to have an emergency financial manager come in a matter of days, too, to help them with their crisis, their financial crisis?
Yeah, of course. You know, the city wants to get that money back from Mr. Kilpatrick, but that's money, April, that the city will never see.
How much money is missing?
They said hundreds of
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah, because Bobby Ferguson, they said Bobby Ferguson's contracting company did $128 million in contracts, and that's above the table.
That's above the table, and that money is not accounted for. There's more money missing. There's so much money missing that the federal government, even in their years of investigation, will not uncover that. They'll find Jimmy Hoffa's body before they find the loot.
Wow.
And what about Carlita and the kids? And
that's the sad part of this whole thing, Tom. I mean, people have turned against Carlita, turned against the kids. There have been people on the media being interviewed saying they don't give a damn about these kids, that they reap the benefit. I mean, come on. You got to have a little empathy for the people who really were not involved in this and their kids.
Is she liable for any of this?
no, she won't be liable for this from a criminal perspective because she wasn't drug into this. There were a lot of people that were drug into this by the mayor, but she won't be liable. And what is the true shame here, you all, is this is a guy who had a silver spoon in his mouth.
Really?
And had everything that he wanted. Could have been anything that he wanted. But he's what I call a BET gangster. You know, back in the day when you watched them BET videos and young guys want to go for bad? Well, that's what Kwame Kilpatrick did. He thought that he was a gangster. He really did. But he wasn't from, that was the total antithesis of how this man was raised. And that is what got people so enraged in this city. This kid could have been anything he wanted. He could have led this city, but he chose another route, and now it's time to pay the piper.
April?
Yes.
His mama, Carolyn Kilpatrick.
Yes. Former congresswoman.
Former congresswoman. She lost her seat, and now what's her future?
It's not too bright. When you go through things like this, I mean, look at what's going on when it comes to situations with Jesse Jackson Jr. When you have any kind of issue when it relates to money, especially in times like these, people turn and look at you in a different way. So, I mean, even though that was her son, she had to step down before because of him, because of his situation. Ultimately, she left her seat because of that. And then also, you have to remember with this situation that she was in the courtroom yesterday. She was the one, and I read this in USA Today, she was the one he turned and gave his watch, all of his personal possessions to as he got handcuffed. So people will remember that picture. And anyway, even though she's the mama, she's still linked to him. Yeah.
There's no question. You're exactly right. When she turned to him, he gave her his driver's license. He was overheard saying, well, I won't need this where I'm going. It was an incredible scenario. And you guys alluded to it a little bit earlier. It may be open season on African-American, black African-American males in political positions. We know about Jesse Jackson. There's Troy Mack in 2013, the Trenton, New Jersey mayor charged. Maxine Waters was charged, but of course cleared in 2010. Charlie Rangel in 2010. Don Hill, former Dallas mayor.
We only have a four-hour show here.
And the list goes on.
All right,
the list goes on.
Oh, my God.
Yes or no, can he appeal?
Yes, but it's not going to be successful. There were no issues in this trial that are even worth appeal. Mr. Kilpatrick just needs to resign himself to wearing that orange uniform.
Mm-hmm. Attorney Arnold Reed, we thank you so much.
Good job.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys take care. Talk to you soon.
Such a shame.
It is.
All right, go to your day job.
Yes, I'm going to be with the president to see what he's going to talk about with sequestration now. You guys be good.
Okay. All right. Great job, as always.
Thank you.
White House correspondent, American Urban Radio Network, April Ryan, in for the vacation, and Roland Martin,